Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for May 4th from Judges 19 and 20. Two factoids stand out in our reading today that tell us we have another glimpse into the early days of the occupation of the land. The first is the mention of the high priest Phinehas, grandson of Aaron. The second is the quick muster of over 400,000 Israelites, let alone the 25,000 plus Benjamites, who went to war over the atrocity committed by Benjamites in Gibeah. Earlier in the book, the author describes times when the Israelites didn't have enough men with arms to get out of their own way. The third is that by the days of Saul of Gibeah, recorded in Samuel, Benjamin as a tribe has come back from the devastation recorded here in Judges. That takes time. The author's apparent intent is to prepare his readers for the developments under Samuel that led to the establishment of the monarchy, first with Saul, then with David. Think about something with me. Not far away from the setting of this story, the hill country of Ephraim, was the Transjordan Valley. What lay at the southern end of that valley? The Dead Sea. And why was it dead? Because of Sodom and Gomorrah, whose inhabitants wanted to do, but were prevented from doing by angels, what the Benjamite homosexual sadists did to this poor woman. Swift and devastating action had to be taken against the perpetrators, lest the hammer fall again on the whole nation. The young nation had to act in unity to preserve its favor with God. Yet, there is a note of grace here if we look carefully. Benjamin as a tribe did a horrifically wicked thing in protecting the men of Gibeah, in essence choosing tribe over righteousness, the favor of men over the favor of God. But Benjamin was not totally wiped out, as we will see in tomorrow's readings. In fact, by the time we get to Samuel, Benjamin has regained its standing and populace enough to take a major role in the fight against the Philistines, especially under their favorite son, Saul. Remember also that were it not for God's grace in preserving Benjamin, the world would never have known another of the tribe's famous sons, Saul of Tarsus, also known as the Apostle Paul. God takes the worst tragedy and turns it to grace. Trust him in times of bewildering adversity. He will always return to you far more than he might remove for a time. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.